Here we go again, a small city offering up taxpayer money to a global billion-dollar company to buy equipment for a local plant expansion. The last story was in Wichita Falls. Now we see the same in Abilene. According to the Abilene Reporter News, the chief of Abilene's EDC, known as DCOA, said, "This is a substantial upgrade for machinery, equipment, and automation, and they have requested a 10% cash match from the Development Corporation of Abilene. If approved, the money will be granted as a forgivable loan, backed either by a letter of credit or corporate guarantee, with payments of $640,000 for a period of 5 years. The roughly $32 million expansion at the Abilene facility would consist of installing $27.5 million of equipment to produce plastic bottles. Bottles needed for manufacturing are currently made in Big Spring and shipped to Abilene's plant," the paper reported. A key fact from the story, Coke doesn't even have to keep current employment levels in the deal. So no new jobs, just a billion-dollar global company shaking down local taxpayers. Management requested a 10% cash match from taxpayers for their capital upgrade. This money goes straight to the firm's bottom line as the upgrade directly affects its net worth. Who at the DCOA thinks Coca-Cola doesn't have plentiful access to credit to finance its own expansion? Why hand a private company with plenty of credit resources a cash payment or forgivable loan for 10% of its plant upgrade? Because they might go away? Isn't this really a form of extortion of the economic kind? I'm Robert Pratt. Join me for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.